Welcome to Be Strong Minded Podcast. I'm Petia Kolibová, a mind, body, and soul transformation guide, meditation teacher, fitness and wellness expert, self-love junkie, and lifestyle entrepreneur. Each week, I will be offering an interview or idea that will support you to build a strong mindset and confidence to leave behind your past suffering, enjoy the present moment, and create the life you deserve. I will take you on a journey of self-discovery by elevating your energy and connecting with your soul while offering simple steps and tools you can use right now to create a healthy and empowered life you love. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Be Strong Minded. Today, I have with me someone who is really special to me. Once you will dive deep in our interview, you will see why. Michael Neely is someone who I met, not by chance, on an event that we both attended. He was on a panel as a podcaster, and when I saw his energy and when I saw his style and his smile, I was just drawn in. And so we connected on another event that was his this time, Your Authority Blueprint. And it was absolutely amazing. And I also had the huge honor to be a guest on his podcast, Consciously Speaking. When Michael Neely started his career, he started as an author, which allowed him and gave him the gifts and skills that he's using now as a published author, speaker, podcaster, and also the best event organizer. So anytime he will have an event, you guys had to be there because I will. And while he really enjoyed and had fun as an actor, what he was doing didn't feel fulfilling for him. And it was not about what he was getting, but what he was giving. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to have you today.
I'm thrilled to be here, Petya, and thank you for that introduction, which it sounds like you did a little bit of digging into me, into my history.
just a little bit, just because little. When I came to Your Authority Blueprint, I was shocked. I didn't know you were out there because, yes, I did tune into some of your podcasts. Of course, let's be honest, not all of them.
I got a lot of them.
Yes, you do. And you're doing such an amazing job with your guests. And what I do is, depending on my mood and depending what exactly I need, I go, I search through a library and I go for it. So it's not like, oh, let me just, you know, listen everything. No, I tune into what I feel like I need. And you have such a beautiful library of guests that anyone can truly pick.
Yeah, it's really true. 350 episodes in and growing. And so it's quite a bit.
Wow. You see, and I'm like a baby. Like I published 21 of them. I'm a baby.
That's awesome. Everybody starts at the same place. You know, we start out with episode one.
Thank you. Yeah, it has been life changer for me. It's so beautiful. Like I would never believe how powerful it can be just to show up.
Yeah,
it's like some days you just get to wake up and show up for yourself. And we are sometimes so hard on ourselves, like I should be doing this and that and this. And you know, some days I get to remind myself or my coaching clients, someday your best is just to get up, dress up, and show up. And it's fine.
Yeah, it totally is. And I'm actually, I've got a bit of a smile on my face as we talk about, you say you get up, dress up, and just show up. Quite honestly, for me, when I first launched my podcast, I was doing it without even getting dressed up. I was literally, because I wasn't doing video at the time.
That was my question. It's like, hey, did you do the videos? Did it give you like more viewership or something?
This was before Zoom. And so literally I was recording episodes in my pajamas. So
that's amazing. Yeah, you know, like I always get to dress up because I do videos, and also even when you can see just like my top of my body, I'm like, what if something falls? What if I have to like go down? What if, like, you never know. So I'm like, okay, let me put the shorts or something.
That's very true. Nowadays I do. I at least dress up from the waist up, you know, for my videos. So
can you stand up?
I could. Here, I'm actually wearing jeans today. I'm being a good boy.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I just had to check, like, no judgment here. How, like, whatever makes you happy, please go with it. As long as you're not, like, disturbing or disrespecting others, like, just you do you. I love that.
Yeah.
And so I really, really, really love that you are talking about being unfulfilled in life. Because too often, like when I had my social media marketing company, I was working with entrepreneurs who were pretending that everything is amazing. Yeah, it was hard, but now everything is great. I'm successful. I have my money. I have my blah, blah, blah. But when I was managing their social media, I know it's not true. Not everything is as amazing as it looks on the outside.
Right.
So for someone to show up and say, hey, there were times in my life that I were unfulfilled. There were times in my life that I really had that feeling deep inside that there have to be more than just this. So yeah. Let me ask you, how did you turn it around? Like, did you have that feeling of unfulfillment, let's say 4 years, or was it something that really turned it quicker for you? Like, I know probably it wasn't like, oh, I wake up in the morning and I say like, oh, this is a crap, let's change everything. But was there anything that really prompts you to say, okay, this is not working for me, I'm not happy?
Yeah, I think it was a residual result of noticings. And one of the things that occurred for me is I was still performing as an actor down in the Los Angeles area and living there when my son was born. And at that point, when, you know, now all of a sudden I've got a child to also think about beyond myself, then I really had to look at, okay, what's going to be best for him? What can I do to raise him most effectively? And I realized, and as an actor, it was a lot of hills and valleys. It was like a roller coaster. You might make really good money for a month or two and then be out of work for a few months. And I thought, this is not really good in that respect, as far as, you know, having a family and raising a child. But beyond that, I also started to really look at, what am I giving back to the world? And so it was kind of a double whammy of that. And so I left Los Angeles, moved up to Santa Cruz for the clean air and, you know, a more relaxed lifestyle. And I shifted careers. And to be quite honest, Petya, I floundered for a few years. I was struggling to see, well, what do I want to do? Because I knew I wanted to be an actor since I was in the fourth grade. And now all of a sudden, I'm not an actor anymore. What do I do?
Who am I?
Yeah, who am I? And so I started really just dabbling a little bit. I knew that I liked helping people. I mean, that was always kind of a given for me. Even when I was acting, I had built a business to help other actors to market themselves.
Why is it, let me ask you, I'm wondering, why is it important for you to be giving?
That's a good question. I think for me, the big factor of it is kind of like I just have this instilled in my nature of the pay it forward mentality. I feel blessed in my life and I feel like those blessings should be shared, that they're not just for me. As an example, when I used to joust and sword fight for a living as part of my acting career, I jousted and was the head knight at the New York Renaissance Festival. And I, as such, I was the highest paid performer at the show. And many people who were working there, I think were working probably every bit as hard. They may not have been taking the physical risks that I was, you know, falling off of horses and swinging swords, but they were there working as hard and they weren't being compensated nearly the same. So what I would do is during the weekends, I would buy a bunch of beer and throw parties every weekend for everybody there just because I felt like, let me help pay this forward in some small way.
Where was it something that you were taught in your family? Did you see it anywhere? Like, what would inspire you to be this generous and thinking about others, you know?
I think it might have been the way that I was brought up. I mean, my family was, you know, very loving and very giving. And I do think that was a lot of it, that frequently, I mean, we, you know, we'd give the shirt off our back if someone needed it. was kind of like something that would occur in our family. And so I guess I was raised with that now that I think
beautiful. About it. It's beautiful. I always like to see how far back it goes. Where did we learn what we are still practicing nowadays? Because for me, it's my grandma. And no matter how little she has, she would always give away. And even nowadays, she's my best friend. I love her to life. And she, when I call her and it's her birthday or something, or I really want to give her something and I don't want to give her just a gift because of me, but what do you need? What do you want? And she's getting, like, she's retired. She's getting just $400 a month and the expenses there are almost, the services are cheaper, but the food and everything else, it's almost the same like here. So it's very low living there. And so I'm like, what can I like give you? And she was like, I have everything, honey. I really don't need anything. You keep your stuff. I'm like what's the mentality? She has like nothing, but she has everything. She was like, I have more than enough. Like I have food in my freezer and I just cook. I will eat it for 3 days. That's how we eat there. You know, like you cook a big quantities of like quality, good homemade food, but you eat it for 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
And she was like, I have more than enough. And, you know, she is the most positive, powerful, inspiring woman I ever met in my life. And she is the reason that one day I would love to have a kid. Because she shows me how does it feel when you truly love someone, and how does it look like when you have that family love, and how you can inspire others. Like she still makes like a homemade gifts for her girlfriends. She invites them and she bakes for them. And I think it's super cute, you know? So it's really beautiful to see who inspired us to be the way we are today. Because sometimes we don't even think about it because that's just the way we are. That's just the way it is. But I think it's beautiful to think about it. Who inspired me to be the way I am?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that question because I hadn't really thought about it. But so thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go back to that, because you were saying that you started to ask yourself how you can be giving back to the world. Like, what can you really do? So what else did you do besides just throwing a parties with beers?
Well, as that was still during my acting profession, but I also, while I was an actor, I started to really notice as I studied the psychology of characters that I would take on, I started to really notice my own personal evolution and development. And then later, after I stopped acting, I really started to dig more into that. I really just did a lot of self-analysis. And I started coaching other people on having breakthroughs as I was experiencing breakthroughs in relationships, breakthroughs financially. I started helping other people to have those breakthroughs as well and started to develop the ideas for my book, The Art of Forgetting. And I started coaching people. And so, oh, you've got it right there. Excellent.
Of course I do.
Yeah, it's awesome. And so it kind of was an evolutionary process that I started to move towards coaching. And then in coaching one of my clients one day, you know, he was having some great breakthroughs during our session. And I asked if we could record the conversation. He was fine with that. We recorded it, played it back afterwards. And he's the one who actually suggested you should start a podcast. This sounds really good. And from there, 2 weeks later, I launched my show. And then that process has evolved to now today, where I have 3 shows, which are Buy This, Not That, Consciously Speaking, and the newest one, which is about to launch, Something to Whine About.
Can we wine together, please, Michael? Oh, I love wine.
Absolutely.
I will bring bottle here and we can wine. Or like if you really want to like force meet you and we really have to do it in California, you know, if it's like super necessary, I will bring by the bottles and we have to record on the beach. Like I would really sacrifice myself to do.
Oh, okay. Well, if you have to record on the beach, but I was going to say, if not, you could leave the bottles at home and we could meet in Napa or Sonoma, you know, to really go to some of the wineries there and actually do some serious tasting.
I am in, like, I will really sacrifice myself for the good of the world.
That's so important. Thank you. Because that is needed right now.
People need this.
They like, do.
I will just sacrifice myself for the good of the humanity.
I appreciate that. And I know that everybody who listens will appreciate it as well.
Yes, we will. We will do that. Let's make it happen. It's on my to-do list now. Okay. Please keep going, because I was super excited about the, you know, something to whine about.
Yeah. Well, I think it's pretty much it. So the evolution has been now that the podcasting, and then of course, when I started Consciously Speaking, my first podcast, the whole mission of that, as you know, is to kind of wake up the planet, to give people opportunities to learn to be more mindful and aware. And I know that different things spark people differently. And so therefore I started interviewing guests from all walks of mindful living and consciousness. And that show has evolved. And in the process, I also started to grow my own authority. But in, I also realized I can only touch so many lives with my podcast. But what if I were able to teach other people who also have great messages and missions to then build their business in podcast and to grow? That would impact that ripple effect to an exponential degree. And so that's when I started to really develop the whole authority blueprint concept.
And your Evan was absolutely mind blowing. I truly loved it, because being in your event, like, it's indescribable, the energy that was there, because just by walking there, like, I didn't know 98% of the people. I felt loved. I felt embraced. Everything was great organized. You were there. We could feel you. You were so authentic and raw and sharing your heart. And it's just so beautiful, because, like, people will support people who they can relate, and we can relate to people only when we truly open. And you know, I really wanted to acknowledge you for that, because it's very scary to open your heart and leave it open for others. I remember the days and the years that I would build the walls, not behind me, but in front of me. I would lock my heart, because I was hurt so many times that I wouldn't let anyone to come in. I wouldn't share my dreams. I wouldn't share who I am. And people were getting this idea that I'm just cold-hearted witch and I'm just really arrogant, you know. And when I heard this a couple times from a couple different people, I realized this is not who I am. And if people see me this way, I gotta turn. So I really acknowledge you for showing up and being, he had a clothes, but I want to say naked on the stage. He had a beautiful clothes, because he has the most amazing stylist. I love her. She's amazing. So he had a clothes and you were naked, your soul, your heart. And like, it was so beautiful. And thank you so much, because it showed me what's possible. Mm. What's possible when you truly believe in your dreams and when you truly show up for others. Not because, hey, I want to sell you one more thing. No, but because I want to stand by your side and I really want to open the doors. And I struggle and it sucked and I don't want you to do that. But it's beautiful, because you can really feel the difference when you go to the event and you are being sold, or when you're going to the event and you are being shared what works. So thank you so much. It was incredible.
Thank you, Petya, for that acknowledgement and for also showing me some of the stuff that when you're in it, of course, I don't see that. I mean, yes, I'm trying to be, you know, the way that I am is just transparent and real. And I don't always know how that's landing out with people at the event. So thank you for sharing that.
Can I say something?
Please.
When, like, it doesn't matter how it lands, because if you truly step up on that stage and you're yourself, like truly open-hearted, open-minded, sharing you just because you, people will either love you and be even more drawn to you, or be repelled and they're not your people, which right. is amazing, because it saves you so much time in guessing. Can I help this person or not? Like, you do Michael Neely and people either love you or don't want you. If they don't want you, you're like, awesome. Now I have more space for somebody who truly will get me.
Very true.
And it's exciting.
Yeah, it is. And I do feel like, and again, you could maybe answer to this more, having, you know, being out in the participant space, It felt like most everybody who was there were a good fit. I didn't feel like a lot of people were being repelled by me. So that was
I know. And that's what I mean. Like you, by showing up as you, everyone, we really connected. We aligned, like even like on the breaks talking or after, it's beautiful. And that just really shows the power of showing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just thank you.
Authentically. Absolutely. Yeah. So, and I truly love that you are talking about the ripple effect, that you are talking about impacting people, because sometimes it feels like it's not big enough. Like we know we want to change the world and we are looking at this big picture and it's overwhelming and we are getting frustrated because we are not getting as many clients as we would love to, as many downloads as we would love to, as much engagement as we would love to, because we are like, okay, so if people don't see me, if they don't know about me, how am I supposed to create the impact? And with you, I know that you also stand for quality over quantity. And it's so beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. And Petya, I have to say, for you, watching you evolve and what you're up to in the world, I can see the impact that you're having. And I so love being a witness to this, and what you're doing in your space is just beautiful. And I love the stand that you are in the world.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really receive it. It's beautiful because it's just really, like you said, it's these little ripple effects, you know, just, and I love call it the butterfly effect because I'm obsessed with butterflies. Like I have butterflies everywhere and I'm being called butterfly goddess now. So I'm taking it. I'm loving it. And it's now, every single day I'm getting messages from people from all around the world, like Australia, London, you know, here in the United States, tuning into my podcast and telling me that I am the reason why they want to show up. And I'm like, wow, really? And that's the most beautiful thing. Because let me just ask you, wasn't it scary for you to let go of something that you knew of being an actor? You know how to do that. Like you were doing it from the baby boy. I know you were sharing the story of being a little boy on the stage. So you were doing it from very little. And then you're diving into the coaching and, you know, like coaching, it's so powerful and also very scary, you know, because when you do it with the heart, you truly want your clients to succeed. So wasn't it scary to going from the transition of the known and jumping into the, I have no freaking idea what am I doing, but it feels good?
Yeah, it was beyond scary. And one of the things that I think makes it more frightening is, well, a couple of them. One is that your goal is to have a positive impact on other people's lives. And sometimes that's hard to gauge because as we talk about, people will receive you differently. And so it's a matter of working and building that attunement. And I think a lot of coaches, the successful ones, that's part of what makes them successful, is that they're good at tuning in to where someone is and what's going to most impact them, versus some of the coaches who aren't as successful. They're all like, they've got an agenda and they're going to try to make a one size fits all type of a thing. And so that can be scary when you're trying to feel your way through that territory. And then the other part of it is, you know, if you're used to making money a certain way, and then you know you're going to step out into this new way, and it's like, are people going to be willing to pay me? And what am I worth? What is my time worth? What are the results worth that I'm providing? And so how do you price it and everything? So there's a lot of areas of fear that can arise when you're stepping into that realm.
Yep. So how did you do that? How did you determine your worth, you know, what you can be charging clients, because I mainly work with women who are millennials who are either starting their company or are in network marketing. And for them, because they're so young, they don't have years of experience. They're not 40, 50 year old to say, hey, I've been doing it for 10, 20 years. You can trust me. I've been through that. So how do you put the worth on yourself so other can respect it?
Right. So there's a couple of things I'd like to cover this with you. And I'm sure part of it probably you already know as well in your own business and setting up your own worth. One of those is that what I charge for is, well, one, I try to avoid charging for my time, because then you can get stuck in this, you know, pay for the hour type of a mentality. Which, if someone is looking at you, I just had this instance, little side story, someone coming to do some housekeeping for me. And this person said, well, we base it on the job, not on the time. And for me, I'm like, well, that doesn't necessarily work for me, because literally, if you base it on the job, I mean, you could spend a whole 24 hours cleaning my house if you want to get into every nook and cranny, or you can knock out a certain element that I would like to have done in 2 hours. So And there are certain elements where it's harder to base time for money. However, what I recommend to everybody who wants to be a coach charge is base it on the results you give, the results you provide. So in other words, in working with one of my clients who wanted to say, well, this is what I would like to pay you per hour. And I said, here's the deal. If I can tell you how to make $10,000 tomorrow, and it takes me 5 minutes to do that, what is that worth to you?
Wow.
You know, so, because it's not about my amount of time. It's about the wisdom and the knowledge that you can impart that are going to create tangible results that have value for that client. So I would say for me, the big learning I had was to base my pricing on the worth of the results, not on my personal worth, because, you know, you're not paying me by the hour. You're paying me for the results that I provide.
That's amazing. And I truly love that. And I think it's easier to say, if you truly have the tangible, like the return on investment, if you can say that. However, now imagine that you are a healer, or you are a life coach who is just helping someone to get unstuck in life. And what you are giving them, it's guidance, clarity, confidence, being more effective in their work. But how do you put a price on that?
Right. Yeah, it's a good question. It also leads me to another piece that I wanted to mention as well on when I set pricing structure. You do, like, that becomes a conversation. And so what is the value? Let's say you're a relationship coach and you're going, I'm going to help you to find the love of your life. Well, what is that worth to someone? And so it may be harder to put a tangible thing on it, because someone may go, well, I can find them anyway, or they're going to find me. So there's also a lot of other little elements that come into play. But when you think about it, what is the value? Health, you know, your wellness as well. Someone who may be a healer. What is the value of me to be able to wake up every morning feeling full of vitality versus waking up achy and sore? There's value in that too. So then it's just a matter of what is that individual feel of the value. But the part that I wanted to be sure to add here, Petya, is that I'm also about working with the individual. And so if someone comes to me and I feel like they've got a great, important message to get out to the world, and they may not have money right now, they may be, you know, really in a position where they can't afford my normal rates, I'm willing to work with someone as long as I believe in their message as well and what they're up to in the world. I mean, if someone comes to me and goes, oh, I'm all about making money. No, I'm not interested then. And even at that point, I don't care how much you have to pay me. I want to work with people who are interested in transforming the world, interested in helping the planet and people. And so I'm willing to adjust my scale to work with anybody.
That's beautiful. And I love that. And I did it in the past too. I had a couple young ladies who were passionate and who were driven. And anytime that I met them and I give them just tip here and there, they implemented it right away. I'm like, wow, I know that this person just needs guidance. So I work with them on special rate just because I know that when we invest, we are invested. When we get things completely for free, sometimes they do like just a trade or investment on time. It's okay. But I love how you and me are aligned with our beliefs and values, because I think that that's what really makes us feel fulfilled. Yeah. When we know that we wake up and we don't wake up for ourselves, it's not about me anymore. And I know you live that, not just because you're a dad, but you are dad to so many. It felt like you were our dad on the event, you know, like in the best, most beautiful way, because you were so caring. Hey, how is everybody doing? How are you feeling? Is everything okay? You were so nurturing and it was beautiful. So I feel like when we can take ourselves out of the equation, when we just really show up sharing our gifts, then everything else fall into the place.
Yeah.
How did you discover your gifts? Being, you know, outer speaker. I know you were actor, but how did that, like, I, you said, how did you start the podcast, which I love, but how did you know you're gifted?
I think maybe part of it was the fact that I've really just always known that I've been pretty good with people, and the feedback I've gotten from people has always been that I have this presence, this groundedness that people feel comfortable in. And so I think that's just been revealed to me over time. And then the other part of it, I think, is that I worked so hard in training, even just of myself, that it's like anything in the world. And it's interesting, my son's school that he went to for kindergarten through fifth grade, they had a buddy system where every child, whatever grade you were in, you would be assigned a buddy who was two grades above you. And the reason I mention this is because it's also so valuable in what we're doing in the world. And this is kind of what spurred me on to what I do, is that I don't have to be the professor. I don't have to be the ultimate knowledge base on a particular thing. All I need to be is a couple rungs above the person that is interested in learning from me. And so if I can just share with them to help them go up a rung or two in the ladder or evolve a grade or two in school, that's something that is of value to both of us, I think, because it also, of course, as you know, anytime you teach something, it ingrains in you even more and you learn more in the process. So I think that's been my whole impetus to all of this.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing the story, because I remember when you said the story on your event, I was like, wow, that's exactly the permission that I need. And that's the thing that I've been telling my clients. You don't need to be perfect, because, you know, they don't launch because the website doesn't look perfect. They don't share their packages because, like, oh, I gotta adjust this and I'm afraid people won't pay me this. I'm like, just do it.
Yes.
All it matters is that you know who you are, what you believe in, what are your values, and then the people who are just a couple steps behind you who want to get to your place will be happy to be around you. And as you're coaching them, you keep growing.
Yeah.
So beautiful. It's like now, you know, like you were unfulfilled actor and now you're unstoppable in the world. You're like, watch me. Like I'm growing, I'm expanding, and whoever wants to, you know, jump on my boat, I'm here.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah,
so let me ask you one last question. If a stranger comes to you and they say, Michael, I've been following your journey. I love what you're doing, what you're up to in the world. And I'm waking up every single day feeling unfulfilled. I just feel stuck in my life, and deep inside, it's a hole in me because I'm unfulfilled. What would be the first thing you would tell them that they can do right away to get from that feeling of being unfulfilled with their life?
Wow. Yeah, that's a deep question. Thank you for asking that, Petya. I think there's multiple avenues of this. And if I were working with the person one-on-one, I would get to explore and ask more questions of them first. But since we're not, and this is just kind of
on the street, being stopped with the wine in your hand.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Hopefully I'm not being stopped by a cop with a wine in my hand on the street.
No, you're walking. You're just walking on the beach and stranger just see you. And he's like, oh my gosh, Michael, is that you?
Yeah.
I've been feeling like a crab. I'm feeling unfulfilled. I'm trying to cheer myself up. And I just don't know how to get going with my life.
I would say step one would be to sit and meditate a little bit and see what it is that motivates you. And just as you're sitting there, just even to the point of going, I'm just going to sit here until I am motivated to do something. And then notice for yourself what sparks you up to do something. And if you can sit long enough, frequently these purpose, your purpose, these ideas of what you want to need to do in life will come to you. Now, I also get that that's kind of might be tough for some people to think, oh, I don't have time to sit. I've still got another job and maybe I'm not fulfilled in that. In which case, I would say really look at a couple of things. One, what makes you more happy than anything in the world when you're doing it? And don't let that be stifled by, oh, but I can't make money doing that. Because you could say, well, I have the most fun when I'm playing video games. Well, trust me, my son wants to figure out how to make money playing video games. And there's ways that that can be done. There are people who make money doing that. But that notwithstanding, the other thing that I think is important for you to look at is there something in life that people continually come to you for? Like they may ask you, like you're the turn-to person about this. Or about that. And you know, because that is an area that people ask you about all the time, and that's an area of your genius. And then maybe look a little more into that and go, oh, is there a way that I could have this be my purpose? And, you know, there, yeah. From there, the sky's the limit. And by the way, I also just want to add a little caveat here. Your purpose in life does not have to be your profession. So your purpose may be to be the best father ever. And part of that means you go out and you do a job every day, but you do it in such a way that allows you to still be that great dad that is your purpose to be here. So be sure to look at it like that as well. It doesn't have to be your profession.
Michael, you know, I could speak with you hours and hours and hours. I don't know how that will happen with the glass over my hand. But because like anytime you answer something, it sparks a new question in me, you know? So we'll just have to do like round number 2 or 3 or 10 or something. But I truly, truly appreciate your time. This was so beautiful and valuable. And I truly acknowledge you and adore what you're doing in the world because it opens heart of other people and you keep showing people what's possible and giving people hope and a little bit of light. It's the best thing you can really do.
Oh, thank you, Petra. I so appreciate that. And I appreciate you and what you're up to in the world. And I am so thrilled and honored to have you as a friend. It was so exciting to have met you last year when we met and to have you at my event. And I'm excited for us to connect more and more as we progress. And so,
yes, please. Yes, please. I'm putting it somewhere in my schedule. I'm coming forward with or however with the wine.
Beautiful. I can't wait.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day, Michael. And the people where they can find you, I will share your podcast. I will share your website. And is there any other hidden place that I should be sharing?
No, other than my address. If really want to find
I don't have that. Let's not share that because then we might have a line for the wine podcast. Let's not do that. But I will share your Facebook and your website and your podcast because I love them all.
I so appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, Petra.
Thank you.
Such a pleasure to be with you today.
Have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm happy we could share this time together to create a space for the new exciting life that is on its way. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and I would be forever grateful. Also, Please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes. Leave us honest thoughts and comments. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would be really appreciated if you can help us on a journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, keep shining your light.